Welcome to Anxiety Warriors, Healing from Anxiety in Children and Adults. I'm your host, Christina Reitzman, and I'm a wife, a mom to three beautiful girls, a previous speech therapist assistant for 12 years, and I'm a current elementary public school teacher for the last 5 years. I'm a passionate mental health advocate, and I've been an anxiety warrior and survivor since childhood. Get ready to be inspired. Share and learn tips and strategies to heal from anxiety and understand how to help your children and others around you. You're not alone, my friend. It's been a couple weeks, maybe 3 or 4, I don't know. Been super busy. My youngest daughter just celebrated her 11th birthday, so we had a birthday party, and my brother and his wife had a baby, so we celebrated that. And got to visit the baby, and my husband and I celebrated our 17th wedding anniversary. So it's been a very busy month. So today I'm going to be talking about the connection that we have between our brain and music. It's pretty cool. Music can actually help us with our anxiety. What's interesting is I kind of discovered this back when I was in my mid-30s. I tried to figure out what worked for me, and I discovered music really helped. And then later on, you know, at 39, 40, I'm almost 41, I decided to research it. I know what works for me, but now I'm discovering why it works for me, and it's pretty cool. So sit back, relax, and let's learn about how the brain and music are connected. Something that I learned was that music actually has a profound effect on the emotions and the body. So upbeat music can help you focus, feel more optimistic and uplifted, and even help you get ready to exercise or during your exercise. But a slower tempo, it can quiet your mind, it can help you relax your muscles, and it can release stress, and it can help with relaxation and stress management. So I've had anxiety since I was a child, but if you've listened to my previous episodes of this podcast, you'll find out that I didn't know I had anxiety until my mid-30s. So literally like maybe in the last 10 years, I found out that it was actually anxiety and not a heart condition or allergies, all that. It was anxiety. So when I discovered this, I learned that music really helped me, especially when I can't find the words to pray because the anxiety might be too high and the noise is too loud in my head for me to calm my brain and body down. So I listen to music. And if you have anxiety, you probably know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we can sit there and tell our brains to stop, and it does not work. Not sometimes, it like does not work. The medicine really helps me, but sometimes I need to play music. For me, I need a slower tempo, and there's reasons behind this. The songs and albums that I listen to, I'll list them off. You can listen to what works for you. What works for me may not work for you. But for me, I really started with jazzy music like Michael Bublé. I really love the Of Dirt and Grace album by Hillsong United. They have a song on there. I'll listen to the whole album, but they have a song on there called Prince of Peace. And the words of it talk about fear and overcoming that and anxiety and stuff. So really love that one. I'm going to share with you some of the lyrics from Prince of Peace, just so you can kind of get an idea of how amazing this song is. So anyway, my heart, a storm cloud raging deep within, the Prince of Peace came bursting through the wind. The violent sky held its breath, and in your light, I found rest. Tearing through the night, riding on the storm, staring down the fight, my eyes found yours, shining like the sun, striding through my fear. The Prince of Peace met me there. You heard my prayer. Hope like the sunlight piercing through the dark. The Prince of Peace came and broke into my heart. The violent cross, the empty grave, and in your light I found grace. Your love surrounds me when my thoughts wage war. When night screams terror, there your voice will roar. Come death or shadow, God, I know your light will meet me there. When fear comes knocking, there you'll be my guard. When day breeds trouble, there you'll hold my heart. Come storm or battle, God, I know your peace will meet me there. Oh, be still, my heart. Know that you are God. Oh, fear no evil, for I know you are here. And my soul will know your love surrounds me when my thoughts wage war. When night screams terror, there your voice will roar. Come death or shadow, God, I know your light will meet me there. Those are basically all the lyrics to it. But when you're in the middle of an anxiety attack or just anxiety period and you just need to rest, it's great to know that you can listen to a song when you have too much anxiety to even speak or pray. You can literally listen to the lyrics of a song and that can be your prayer. So I find that pretty cool. So I listen to that song not only to practice my deep breathing to the beat, but also when I can't find the words to pray because the enemy is in my head and I can't even speak to get the fear and the anxiety out of my head. So yeah, this song works really great for that. So I'm really glad that I can share that with you. If you are a believer, then check it out. If you're not, you should still check it out because it's a pretty great song. I love the song I'm a Child of God and Battles. Like, this is how I fight my battle. So those really encourage me and help me. But when I'm, say, in bed or trying to just breathe out the anxiety, Michael Bublé and the Of Dirt and Grace album help me. And also sleep sounds. So I will play, I'll tell my HomePod, play sleep sounds. And it'll play all of these just kind of white noise and like different like raindrops, ocean sounds, the wind, like the breeze hitting the trees and the leaves, things like that. Recently, I went to a concert with my mother and I really kind of got into this country album. It doesn't really help when my anxiety's high, but I like to listen to it because it is kind of calming. But it's by Ingrid Andress, and it's her new album. I'm probably not even saying her last name correct, but you should check her out. It's my new go-to for feeling calm, like when I'm at work or when I'm trying to focus or if I'm trying to relax in the morning at work. I typically only like upbeat music to like dance to or to work out to or to feel super energized to, but this one really helps me. So anything that is calming, like sounds that are calming and have a slower beat, I can practice my deep breathing too, and I can practice meditation and prayer. So if you're wanting to pray and you can't find the words because of your anxiety, listen to the Of Dirt and Grace album or your favorite Christian album or whatever religion you are. This is why when we work out, we search for workout music to get up or to get us up and ready to move as well. There's literally even a playlist for when you're feeling melancholy. I only know this because I looked up, I was just interested. I was like looking up melancholy albums or sad albums or angry music. And it comes up like on Apple Music. There's so many different genres or like what you're looking for to listen to. It cracked me up that there's literally like music that is specifically melancholy. Okay, so let's talk about what music does to our brains. It provides a total brain workout. So research has shown that listening to music can actually reduce anxiety, reduce blood pressure and pain, as well as improve your sleep quality, your mood, your mental alertness, and your memory. I can attest to this because when I listen to the music to help my anxiety, I deep breathe through it, like with the beat. That's another reason. Like if you listen to music to help you deep breathe, you can breathe to the beat. That's why I listen to slower music, and it helps me like gain control of my breath. But it reduces my anxiety, and my blood pressure has gotten high with anxiety before. It lowers it. When I get anxiety, sometimes it's debilitating. It's painful. So it helps with that. And I will end up falling asleep. So my sleep quality is better. I play sleep sounds almost every single night while I'm sleeping, whether I have anxiety or not. So it's really actually important to find your music that you enjoy and make an album that is specifically for you, that's going to help you through what you're going through. That way, when you do have anxiety or stress or whatever, you can go right to it. Don't wait until your anxiety is bad to start looking for music that works for you. Make one now when it's not bad. And even practice your deep breathing with the music when you're not having anxiety. That is so key. That way, when you have anxiety, you'll know exactly what to do without even thinking about it. So I did some more research, and I found that Johns Hopkins Medicine talks about what music does as well to your brains. It can jumpstart your creativity. So if you listen to songs that aren't from your era or your genre, it can actually challenge your brain in a way to force it to understand the new sound. So that was interesting to me. It can help you recall a memory. Have you ever listened to an old song and it brings you back to a time or to a place that you remember or a happy memory? So listening to music from a time you're trying to remember will actually bring up memories from that time and where you were. It also talks about listening to your body. Pay attention to how your body reacts to music. One genre of music may work for someone that doesn't work for someone else with what you're looking for. For example, Kevin likes to listen to, like, and I know I've talked about this before, like hard screaming music when he's having anxiety, and he puts his noise canceling headphones on. I would love some noise canceling headphones, but I would not be listening to like hard screaming music. That kind of music relaxes him when he's at home or on a walk or when he's even trying to focus at work on his computer. But when I listen to that music, I have to walk out of the room. It immediately starts putting me into like an anxiety or panic attack. It's crazy how it affects my brain and my body. So for future reference, please don't ever take me to one of those concerts. I will probably die. So let's talk about how music calms us down. On the very first episode of my podcast, I dove deeply into where anxiety comes from in the brain. So I'm going to cover just a tiny bit of that real quick as a reminder. Anxiety comes from the part of the brain called the amygdala, and this is very interesting. If you are not familiar with the parts of the brain, it's kind of cool to see a visual. For me, I'm a very visual person, so if you look up the parts of the brain, they can color code them for you to show you where different parts of the brain are. So knowing that the amygdala is basically the center for where anxiety happens, because that is where the amygdala is in control of different emotions that you have, what I found out was that music triggers feelings of emotion, and there are three main parts of the brain that are responsible for emotional responses. and I'm going to say one of them wrong, nucleus accumbens, the amygdala, which is what I just talked about, and the cerebellum. So it's no wonder music can help us get through anxiety because it triggers emotional responses. Music affects the same part of the brain where our anxiety comes from. So what I like to think is that when we're having anxiety and there's negativity going on in our brains, in our amygdala, when we turn on music, it's actually throwing out positive vibes towards our amygdala to help battle the negative effects that are going on in that part of our brain, which I think is pretty cool. Current findings indicate that music around 60 beats per minute can cause the brain to synchronize with the beat, causing what's called alpha brain waves. And that's frequencies from 8 to 14 hertz or cycles per second. And that means, so this alpha brainwave is what is present when we're relaxed and conscious. So when it's between 8 and 14 hertz, we're relaxed and conscious. This comes from the University of Nevada, the Reno Counseling Services there. They said that frequencies at 5 hertz or cycles per second is actually sleep inducing. So if you play this for about 45 minutes, it should help you fall asleep. So listening to music changes brain functioning to the same extent that medicine does. So if you're not taking medicine, try music. If you are taking medicine, try music to see if it helps even more. It might actually help you not take as much medicine or just help you quicker. I also found that Native American, Celtic Indian stringed instruments, drums, and flutes are very effective at relaxing the mind, even when it's played moderately loud. Sounds of rain and thunder, which is what I like, and nature sounds may also be relaxing, particularly when mixed with other music like light jazz, which is why I like Michael Bublé. Classical music, the largo movement, that means a very slow tempo, not like quick classical music, and easy listening music. So quick story. So when I had my first panic attack, I was with Kevin and I got really hot and nauseous and I was literally like laying on the floor in Texas when we lived there in the fetal position, and he knew exactly what I needed. At the time, he turned on a Michael Bublé album. And I had to specifically tell him which one to play. And so he started playing it before I told him which one to play. But he started playing the album and I remember telling him, it's too fast. I need a slower song. Play number 4 or whatever it was. And so my body knew that I needed a slower tempo song so that I could breathe to it. It's crazy how I knew that, because I figured out it worked for me that I needed to like breathe to the beat. It's just crazy to me. I had no idea. And until I started researching like why this works, but it did help so much. So he turned on the album and the songs that I needed to hear that were slower and in tempo. And those helped me calm down. So how do you find the music that's right for you? Well, you have to like the music, obviously. It needs to relax you. So if it doesn't relax you, try something else. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll feel sleepy when you listen to it. You may just feel relaxed. Your brain and your body will feel relaxed and you will feel safer. So feel that. Like, pay attention to what your body is doing and what your brain is doing. The best thing to do is to not wait, again, until you're anxious to start looking for what calms you. Do it when you're calm to see what you enjoy and what you can practice your deep breathing to. Save your music as a playlist for when you're needing it, and then change it up when you need to. I've gone from one thing to the next, depending on what I find, and now I have like a huge playlist of songs, and I just go to what I think I need. in that time. I actually have a tattoo as well that I got pre-COVID about how music is healing to me and my anxiety. And if you're a part of my anxiety group on Facebook or my anxiety group on Instagram, you can look me up on Instagram if you wish. You'll be able to see my tattoo for this specific episode. Just on Instagram, look up Anxiety Warriors Christina, and there is an underscore or between each word. So that is it for me today, guys. I would love to know what music works for you. Please share. And for my next episode, I will be talking about what I call panic attack or anxiety attack aftershocks, and what other people call panic attack hangovers. It's kind of like having reoccurring anxiety for a while after a massive panic attack or a really big anxiety attack. So I will see you next time. You guys have a wonderful week. Be sure to let me know what music works for you so we can share it with others. And I will see you next time. Bye.